And what I saw as we were starting interviewing these guys, I was trying to put it together to say, we've really got a current staff on the offensive side, really good developmental coaches. And in interviewing these other guys, it kind of came together. I said, you know what? We've got Ole, who's been an offensive coordinator. Doug Marone's been an offensive coordinator. Here's Nathaniel Hackett, who's been an offensive coordinator. And the challenge was, okay, that experience, that wisdom that they could bring to mesh with our other coaches could be a really good thing. There's a theory, though, right? One bad general is better than three good generals. And I think for me, that's what I had to take some time, was to say, okay, with these guys, this experience that they've had, the ideas that they bring, could we mesh everybody together and form a really, really strong group of coaches? And as I was going through the process, it started to come together. It started to come together real well. And Nathaniel did a really good job, studied the Buffalo film, really liked what they did offensively, talked to players on his behalf, coaches on his behalf, no ego. I just felt like for him in the quarterback position, just does a really good job developing guys, did a good job at Syracuse with Nassib. And, I think he's just a good addition for us. Kelly Skipper was one that Greg Olson felt really comfortable with, he felt like he could bring along from Oakland that would help with the scheme. And got a chance. I had to make a quick decision on him. Made quick phone calls, talked to a lot of people, players that played for him, coaches that have worked with them. Felt really good in my conversations with that. And, Kelly joined the staff as well. So I think, yeah, I'm really excited for you guys to get a chance to meet them. They've been in the offensive staff right now meeting, trying to get a feel for, looking at our talent, meshing it together. But I got to talk to them about even more of our philosophy and how we're going about doing it. But really encouraged about this group.
On Marone, when he left Buffalo, players criticized him for quitting on him. Did that give you any pause?
You know what? To be honest with you, I didn't talk much about it because when he first came down here, it was more just, hey, let's talk philosophy, let's talk culture. How do you develop your culture? It's just conversations like that. So, I never even really went there. I did talk to some coaches or some players, on his behalf, but I never got into what really happened. I think it was me. It's just more that he came in and I could just feel it more. I felt the humility. And when I say humility, I just felt like, you know what, Gus, I think I want to grow in multiple areas, both professionally and personally. I think this culture is a good fit for me. Really, I want to get back to coaching guys with their hand on the ground. I've had some success doing that. He's had some good success. So it really never developed into that for me.
You never asked him why he left Buffalo? It seems like the obvious question.
I know.
He's a head coach, 32 of them, and he just walks away?
Yeah, I really didn't, because it was unique in that way, in that I didn't call him and say, hey, I want you to come down here. I want to look at you as the offensive line coach. He was still up for the Chicago, I think, and Denver jobs. So he came down here, and we just started to visit, and I just felt like that's not my position. I mean, we were just talking. And it just kind of developed. To me, I could sense where he was at in his journey, kind of what he was trying to figure out and what went on. So to me, you hear some of those things. I'm not going to say I didn't hear some of the things that maybe took place in the comments, but I just went more on, me and my time that I spent with him.
Sticking with Marone, because he is a former head coach, this is still your first stint as a head coach.
Sure.
How much will you rely on him as a resource when maybe you're in some situations to say, hey, what would you do in this?
Right. I think how we have our staff right now, I kind of rely on a lot of guys. I've had multiple conversations with Ron Middleton, Dwayne Walker, Bob Babich. I'll try to talk to a lot of guys. So with his experience and, maybe the different way he looks at them, some things I've already talked to him about. How would you handle this situation? How did you handle this in the past? And I think it challenges me to make sure that, our convictions are strong. And it also opens up conversations for how we do things here. So, he'll be a tremendous asset.
Gus, did you and Dave have a plan going in saying, okay, we're, we want to make some changes, but did you really know how many changes you were going to make? In other words, did you say, okay, let's replace the line coach, this, that, or did it sort of come together after hiring?
I think it came together. To be honest with you, here's what took place. I felt like, okay, we made the change at the offensive coordinator spot. I felt strongly about our assistants, and there's a big part of me that wanted to bring everybody back. I wanted to bring everybody back as much as possible. But I also know that when you interview offensive coordinators, there's going to be times when they want to bring somebody in with them. And I was very open with our staff. I told them these things can take place. I wanted to make sure that the offensive coordinator was open to interviewing all of our current staff members, would talk to all of them, have conversations with all of them. If it was an offensive coordinator that said, you know what, I'll come, but I want to bring my own six guys, I didn't think that was a very good fit for us. So, you know, that didn't come up very often, but really with the idea that let's try to keep as many guys in place as we can. And all the guys that we interviewed were open to that. And then, so now we interviewed offensive coordinators, and I guess that's a little bit what happened with Greg Olson. He really felt strongly about Kelly Skipper. So with that, I mean, Terry Richardson did a really good job for us. It was a very good coach, well-respected, held in high regard, and I guess it shows he got a job pretty quick at Maryland. You know, but sometimes in this business, that's what happens. And so although it was difficult, he understood. But other than that, you know, for the most part, we've got guys intact and a lot of current staff members.
There's not a lot of time before you guys have to start making decisions on how you want to build the future team. What's been the initial feedback that Olson has given you in regards to the offensive deficiencies?
Well, you know what? They're watching the tape right now, and each coach is kind of watching it on their own, coming up with their ideas on personnel. And then now we're just starting to get together, you know, offensively. And, you know, so it's really early in the process. But I think it's what we're trying to do is find out, you know, we're not going to run the Raiders offense or the Bills offense or what we did last year. We're trying to find out what best fits our personnel. And to do that, you got to start by looking at our personnel and evaluating our personnel. And then let's utilize, you know, everybody's input to come up with the best system for our guys. So we're just in the beginning stages of that.
A lot of experience in the four guys you brought in, NFL experience. Was that important in the end to you?
I think it was. I think, like Gene said, did it kind of happen that way? I think as I started to interview guys and find out, you know, putting it together, it was very intriguing. I think that you need idea guys. I think that, you know, you want that. You want guys to be stimulated. And I thought that, you know, other than the current staff members, you know, guys like Nathaniel has had experience doing it, Doug, and different ideas. But I think that when you have different ideas, it's really good. But can you work together to come up with one idea? Or are you all pulling apart and talking, you know, when is it my turn to talk and tell you what I did? When is it my turn to talk and tell you what I did? And you got three guys pulling in the wrong direction. That was important for me in the interview process. Okay, I know you guys got experience. I know you've got good information. You got good ideas. Can we make this work together? And that's what my time was spent, was trying to say, can these guys work together? And I felt very strongly about that.
What will these next few weeks be like with, you know, you got the combine and things like that as far as getting an idea?
Sure. Well, that part's important. We have to look at our current personnel, which we would do anyway. We put tapes together and watch our current personnel, the things they do well, the things they need to work on. At the same time, we're doing that with free agents. You know, we got to look at the free agents that are available out there as well as scheme. And, you know, okay, now we've looked at our own players. All right, now what scheme best fits them? And, you know, how can we put this thing together? So you're right. We've got a lot of work to do in a short period of time.
When you've got that many guys that have been offensive coordinators before, do you anticipate any headbutting?
Well, I think you got to – yeah. And I think that you have to address that and take a look at it. I think that's where you try to get a feel for their personalities. And we have problems when egos get involved. You know, I think that's the big part. And that's why I talk about, okay, I got to feel some sense of humility here, you know, from these guys. And can they work together and, along with the current staff members? So I think, yeah, it's something that you look at. Because if you have trust and you have cooperation, you can improve. And so can this group that we've put together on the offensive side, can they have trust and cooperation? And I just feel like, yes, they have that.